A home and a country should leave us no more. Their blood is washed.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. That's right, the hidden places. God wants to mine those hidden places in us, and he's looking for what he has put within us.
Amen.
And we just want to welcome you to Hidden Places today. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host. I'm here with Cynthia West.
Amen.
And Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
And Deanne will be here in just a couple of minutes. So we just welcome you and just thank you for joining us. We're so excited today because we don't know how the Lord's going to unfold the little bit of discussion that we were having before we came on the air. And I'm just going to go with this dream I had last night or a couple nights ago, because that's fresh in my mind. So, you know, those that are listening to the station, you know that we're upgrading equipment. And so we have new software now in the studio and in the back, in the rack room. They call it the rack room because all the components are back there lined up and securely fastened. And so I had a dream last night that I came in, and where Dave's desk is, it was completely emptied out, and down by the baseboard there was a little cutout in the wall, and I saw all these cords that were cut. So I went around in the back to the rack room, and our tech guy was back there. Mind you, this is a dream, and what happened is that they've been installing the new components for the new software. Mm-hmm. And those components are very small compared to what we had before. So, you know, our present broadcast equipment that we're using now had a big honking battery backup that was so loud in the back room. And it, you know, it hummed and it just made all kinds of noises. And the system, we had two really large components, and then, you know, everything's hooked into something else. But there were several different pieces to do the broadcast. Now, this new equipment we're getting, there's maybe only one or two smaller components. And that big, huge battery backup, that noisy battery backup, has been removed and has been replaced with a much smaller and very quiet system.
Good.
So anyway, in the dream, so when I woke up from the dream, I'm like, what the heck was that about? And the Lord was kind of showing me that, you know, as I've also been talking about cleaning my house and purging, and we were talking a few weeks ago about getting rid of idols. Not that the equipment was idols, but just it's a metaphor. And, you know, that because we cannot take with us, you know, when we die, we can't take anything with us. You know, we have to die to ourselves we cannot take ourselves into where God mm-hmm. has that place for us in the mm-hmm. spirit.
Thank goodness.
You know, the Lord is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And anyway, so as I was contemplating this dream, the Lord was saying that he has new technologies and just how we're going to be, you know, using a new system that's going to be much more user-friendly. It's going to be easier to maneuver through, less work, because they've already thought it out, and it's just going to be much easier.
Good.
And it's I feel like the Lord is taking us, the church.
Mm.
Maybe it's just me, so I'll just say that.
No, you got company.
It's just me that, you know, that we've got to let go of all the weights
yes.
and anything. But so anyway, I wanted to say the most important part is behind all of those pretty beautiful components with the blinking lights, and there's wires that are like, you know, to somebody who's a little bit organized, it looks horrible to me. So if I go behind there, and there's these blue wires, there's green wires, and they're all crisscrossed, and one goes to one machine. It's horrible. You think, you know, like behind your TV with your VCR and all the other hookups, this is like 20 times that. And it's just, it's awful to look at for me. But anyway, it's becoming less. And so I just wanted to say that the Lord is... He's untangling and he's cutting off things from us.
Amen.
When we surrender, he's ready to just take us into the place. But we've got to give up the stuff. So, you know, as we willingly surrender each and every day, and you know those old things, you know we can't take the old things into the new.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to be cut off, you know, just as those cords were cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's cutting off those things. And he tells us to put away the misdeeds of the flesh. He tells us to lay aside every weight and all those sins that easily beset us.
Amen.
It's like, I know I'm tired of being there. I'm tired of, you know, a lot of things that, you know, we're trying to overcome something or trying to get over something. We want God to do something. You know, sometimes you just got to cut it. It's all, just let the Lord just chop those things out of your life and get you ready to go into the new technology, which is going to be more efficient.
Mm.
And it's the Lord's way, and he's got a bigger way and a better way.
Mm.
So praise God.
Amen.
And we want to welcome Deanne, who's still here getting settled. Good morning. So. Anyway, God bless, and whoever wants to go next.
Oh gosh. Well, you know, I'm listening to that dream, and of course, it's interesting how I could also speak to you too, right? Here's the person sharing the dream, and the dream is speaking, you know, to others, and so when I saw the whole wires and stuff, I started thinking, oh gosh, again, the clamor and the noise that's going on, you know? And everyone who's saying, I heard from the Lord, you know, I have a word of the Lord. And by all means, I'm not saying you don't, or none of us don't, but I just saw those wires being that, right? All these voices. And again, it's like, could it be that the Lord is again narrowing the way, and how those two lines that were there, or that one line that was there, is like those who hear my voice now in that clamor, in all those other voices, you know, get ready because it's going to be sharper. And like you use the word effective, and I felt like our ears are going to be so effectively tuned to him that there's not going to be any more or others in the mix of our revelation. Right. Is going to be revelation straight from him. And that's how it spoke to me, Karen. And so I'm getting excited here because that's always my desire. I'm always, Lord, am I hearing from you?
Hey.
I want to make sure because, you know, when I feel like I arrive, I haven't. When I feel like I know, I don't. And so I'm constantly, and I think that's a good place to be, to constantly check yourself, yes. You know, just something like I'm always commenting, we have to face ourselves. We have to take a good look at ourselves. You know, that's what I do daily. And I think that's important, especially for such a time as this. And, you know, I do believe if we are seeking him, there's still hope. If we are seeking him, there is still hope. What's concerning if you're not seeking him right now, and how hard is going to be for that individual.
You know, since you mentioned that, I was listening to a podcast yesterday with two ladies that were worshipers, and they completely articulated what the Lord spoke to me about this program here. And we're all, the four and five of us are in agreement. Pam's not here today. But, you know, what's the highest value in your life? What is the thing that you value the most in life? Or, you know, what do you think God values? Or, you know, what you think he wants you to value, whatever. And one of them said that, you know, somebody had said that they really have a heart for the sheep, or they've got a heart for this. And, you know, and the lady said, well, you know, that's all fine and well. She said, but our highest value should be to hear the voice of God. And then secondly, to see in the Spirit. Thirdly, to feel the Spirit leading us. We can use feelings, which I was told years ago, you could not depend on your feelings. We're not depending on our feelings, but God uses our feelings to speak and to reiterate things to us. Then we're to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying, so that we can partner with the Holy Spirit. And that we can also be flexible. And
that's a good one.
There's no limits to what God wants to do and can do in us and through us. But the priority is to hear his voice. That it's all these other things are great and noble, and you know, you want to save every soul in the country. Those are all wonderful, but he wants us to hear his voice. And as we had talked about this a little bit ago, that you know, he might be speaking to you to do one thing, but he might be speaking to your family to do something else, you know, and we have to be able to stand up in the space that God has given us and operate in our own place, not based on what other people are doing. So I know for a lot of years I had, you know, that struggle with that, because you get saved and then you just copy other people and I'm going to do it because they did it.
You start picking up things.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, well, I like how they talked about that.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're picking and choosing, but you're choosing from man. The Lord wants you to hear it directly from him.
Just, you know, because just trying to stick to Revelation. I am greatly in Revelation because it's now. The book of Revelation is now. And just to something that was brought to my attention from the end of chapter 3, again and again, the Holy Spirit says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, which is, you know, what you are saying. We've got to be able to hear. And then it goes into chapter 4. After this, I looked. John said, after he was told, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. John writes, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And it says, and the first voice which I heard. So after his obedience, the first voice, he hears a voice which I heard, was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. So now being his obedience has brought him into the proper place, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Come up hither. The voice was then able to say, now come up. Now that you've heard me, now that you've responded, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must, there are things which must take place now. That is what we're going through. We're going through the stages of things which must take place now. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. Mm. And behold,
yes.
See, all of this is a step after step after step after step. Holy Spirit says, hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear. After this I looked, because I heard what the Spirit said. I looked, and behold, a door was open, and then a voice, and I heard again. It was like a trumpet talking with me, not just being sounded, like it was talking with me, which said, come up hither. Now that you've taken those two steps, come up hither, and I will show thee. Oh, that's another level. Things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. In the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's taken, and we very mildly say, taking us from glory to glory to glory. But whoa, let's say that slowly. He's taking us from glory to glory. Oh, to glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, as we lift that up, you know, we hope that there anybody who is listening and would, that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you now individually. Whoever's listening, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And individually, it's for you to receive it. It's for you to respond, you know, to just say, Holy Spirit, this is a phrase Holy Spirit gave me. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. Because everything is Jesus. Everything from the foundation of the world is Jesus. Show me Jesus. Everything was made for him and by him. Nothing that's been made was not for him. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. And then let Jesus be seen in me. And if you said that, would you now say amen?
Amen.
So
amen.
Be it. Yes. So be it.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I was listening to you ladies last week. It was good.
We kept saying, where's Deanne?
Oh,
that's all I kept saying, where's Deanne?
Yeah, the first couple of minutes was, we didn't. I was playing a CD and didn't realize it wasn't going out over the air.
Oh, no.
So we were in here jamming away and,
uh-oh,
you know, getting in the spirit and everything. And then Jonathan came in with a note and said, it's not going out over the air.
So. Shows where we were at.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, but we're here today. Deanne's here
praise
today.
Praise God. Amen. Well, somebody got me sick. I don't know who it was. I won't name names. And then my husband got sick, so we've been recovering. Praise God. We're on the tail
amen
end.
Amen.
So I'm happy to be back. Well, 2 weeks ago when I was here, Karen, you were talking about the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I'm still stuck. Mm. On the goodness of
amen
God. Like, I cannot, everywhere I turn, someone is saying
yes
something
amen
about the goodness of God.
Amen.
A couple prophetic forums that I belong
yeah
to, people are giving words about his goodness.
Yes.
Ooh, is that what you read this morning?
Yes.
Before I got here?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I didn't hear that. And turn on the TV and Robert Henderson, you know, the Courts of Heaven, he was talking about the goodness of
mm-hmm
God. And I got a Christian pamphlet in the mail from one of the Christian radio, Christian TV stations, and it was talking about the goodness
mm-hmm
of God.
Yes.
I'm like, whew. And then in my, I do the spiritual warfare Bible daily devotion. I'm just doing the New Testament. The Lord told me focus on the Gospels this year, so that's what I'm doing. So the last couple of days, I was in John 10, the good shepherd,
mm-hmm,
and my sheep hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good that yesterday I had to stay in John 10.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even move past John 10. And then I just lost my place for Psalm 100. But so this that I got in the mail from the TV station, it had the scripture, Romans 2:4, And the Amplified is so awesome. And even last night in prayer meeting, we were talking about what is it that leads and draws men to repentance?
The goodness.
The goodness
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
The goodness of God.
Mm.
Well, Romans 2:4 in the Amplified, God's kindness, which is goodness, leads you to repentance. That is to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, seek His purpose for your life.
Mm.
It's only that goodness. I know that's what turned me around when I was in my worst spot ever in my life. Mm. And when I encountered the goodness of God,
mm-hmm.
when I walked into that church that day, mm-hmm. and the presence of God was there, and the people were loving me, hugging me, greeting on me.
Mm.
The worship was so, so sincere.
Mm.
And I wept the whole service.
Mm.
Well, yes. What was that?
Yes.
It was the goodness of God
yes.
that I was encountering. And it's like, I felt like that woman at the well mm-hmm. or that adulterous woman.
Yeah.
Like, I don't deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't believe that God was being so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so going through Psalm 23, we know we read that 2 weeks ago, just piece by piece, breaking it down. But in let me first read in Psalm 100. We were talking about like everything going on in the world, everything going on in our country, everything going on in our lives.
Mm.
How do we overcome? How do we stay positive? How do we keep hope and
mm-hmm.
faith?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the answer.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Mm.
Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people
Amen.
And the sheep of mm. His pasture.
Yes. Yes.
Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
His mercy endures forever
mm-hmm.
and His faithfulness to all generations.
Amen.
And as I was looking through, reading through John 10:10, throughout it, but Jesus says, He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the door, which God opens the door, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear His voice. He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. Skipping down, His sheep follow Him, for they know His voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him. Going down to the next part, I am the door of the sheep. Going down, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. We know what it says. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. The enemy comes but to steal, kill, destroy. Christ came to give us life mm-hmm. and more abundantly. Again, I am the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And I am known by my own.
Mm.
Father knows me, so I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. And then he says, I have other sheep who are not of this fold. I must also bring them. Those are the lost.
Amen.
Those are the blind. Those are the ones out there that aren't yet under his shepherd's mm-hmm. care. And he said, I must also bring them, and they will hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
There will be one flock and one shepherd.
Mm.
And just how he lays his life down for us. But that word pasture, you know, Psalm 23 and this psalm and then the other one, Psalm 100, that word kept coming up. I'm like, pasture, do I really know what pasture means?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking up pasture. And it's really cool. It says the pasture denotes the good and truth which restore and sustain the soul and spirit of a man, which is clear coming from John 10. And then it says that he is our shepherd. Okay, that means we acknowledge that we can trust him to lead us, protect us. Okay. Then, bless you.
Thank you.
And then God provides green pastures. So we know that his pastures, without a doubt, the ideal is that it is fresh. We were talking about it's fresh. It's not stale. Mm. It's fresh. It's green. It's new. Mm. It feeds us. It nourishes us. It sustains us. It provides and protects. Like everything we need is in
Amen.
The pasture.
Amen.
And where do we find that pasture? Mm-hmm. That pasture is only Christ, mm-hmm. right? Today, our pasture is the resurrected Christ as the living, life-giving spirit. Mm. So it is all about our Lord. And as Pastor was saying last night in prayer meeting, we don't want to be way over here to the left or way over here to the right. You know, there's two camps as far as the things of the spirit and, you know, discerning and witchcraft and spirits and all of this. Like, we don't want to say everything's a demon, but then we don't want to ignore that there are spirits in operation.
Right.
But how do we stay in that middle ground? How do we stay constant? How do we stay steady? And the answer is, yes, Christ, our shepherd. We keep our eyes fixed on him.
Amen.
We continue to follow him. We don't do anything without checking with him first. We let him lead us and guide us and order our steps and direct our path. And Karen, like you said, each one of us are in a different place. God has you just going deep, deep, deep cleaning and organizing and restructuring. And, you know, we're all in a different place, and God is doing what he needs to do in us to bring us all into position.
Amen.
To bring us all into that place
Amen.
Where we're not going to be moved. We're not going to flinch. We're not going to be,
Amen.
We're not going to be that wave
Say
tossed
it.
To and fro.
Woo!
We're going to be that constant,
yes.
steady in faith. Let us ask, let us believe.
Yes.
And Cynthia, you touched on, and God gave me this yesterday. The goodness of God is what gives us discernment.
Yes.
And revelation.
Yes.
Because the discerning, we need that discernment.
Yes.
The discerning of spirits, the discerning of truth or lies, and that can be with people, it can be with situations. That's the goodness of God,
yes.
that he allows us to discern.
Yes, yes.
So we know what to do, not do, stay back, go, whatever. The revelation, he'll reveal.
Thank you.
He'll reveal those
yes.
things. That's how he protects
yes,
us.
Yes.
He reveals
Amen.
To us
Thank
ahead of time.
Hallelujah.
I mean, how many times have we, you know, didn't take this path or didn't take this trip or didn't make this choice? God knows what he was saving us from. That revealing, nope, don't do that road, go this road. Don't talk to that person.
Amen.
Don't shut your mouth, zip, don't
Amen.
Say that to that person. Whatever it may be, he reveals to us what his will is and what his best is. Oh, I could go on all day.
May I just share a word that the Lord had given me? You know, I heard the Spirit say, because things are so bad at the moment, you know, I could scream, just to put it, you know. Okay, but I was sharing with Karen last night that we have an English phrase, you know, when you get at things, make you get out of your pram, you know, a perambulator. Remember the old big four wheeler prams? We're that old. I'm showing my age, but we have an English phrase. Get back in your
but
pram.
But some way not get back know what the pram is.
Get
though.
Back in your pram, because that means you're a child. Sit down. Sit back down. Don't
the baby
get up.
Carriage.
Baby carriage, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A perambulator.
Oh.
And you shorten it, and it's called a pram. Big four wheels. Not the two-wheeler fold-up thing you have now. Oh, you don't know nothing. You could go to England.
I used to have
Come
one.
On. Okay. So the English phrase is, okay, get back in your pram. You know, you think you're not grown up yet. Get back. You know, you're a child. You've still got things to learn. I was slightly out of my pram last night. Okay. And the Lord dealt with me. And the word he gave me was, when things look dead, when things look dead, it is time for resurrection, for dry bones to come back to life.
Yes.
When things look dead, it is time for water to be turned into wine. When things look dead, it is time for your natural to be supernatural, for your light to shine in the darkness. When things look dead, it is time for you to go heal the sick and raise the dead, for you to be streams of living water. For in doing so, you will find and hear me in the midst of Satan's jabbering, desperate sound.
Mm.
Ah, I said, okay. Mm. I said, amen. Can we all say amen? Okay.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
Praise God.
Pram.
Wow. Get back in your pram.
I was back in my pram. The Lord put me back in my pram and said,
wow.
Yep.
Well, that's hilarious.
You're not that grown up.
Are we going to a break, or can I read one quick thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this the Lord gave me about 2 weeks ago, 5/21. It was a situation I was dealing with. And he said, Jesus rules and overrules, supersedes, and defies all the natural.
Mm-hmm.
He is the supernatural. Right. I don't know if I read this before. He is above every process, every pattern, every plan of man. He is victorious. We are victorious in Christ. And that's as we fix our eyes on Jesus, we have his perfect peace. Mm. And that's where we just stay that constant.
Yes, yes.
Constant.
Stay.
Constant.
Stay.
Put on the garment of praise.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord had me doing that last time in prayer meeting.
Amen.
Putting on the garment, that cloak. Remember Karen in prayer meeting that time? That cloak, that garment, that blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Just this huge, I saw like him putting it over the body.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay in that place of praise and worship and thanksgiving and all that heaviness and burden and weight and worry that tries to come on us for things going on. It's not going to faze us if we stay in that place of worship.
And that
Hallelujah.
Is where... People keep saying, we've got to stand. That is it. How do you
exactly.
stand? What is standing? Yeah. What does it mean? What does it mean? You've just explained it. Stand.
Mm-hmm.
And having done all what you just said, stand.
Yes.
That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Yeah. Worship him in spirit. And
that's part of standing is worshiping.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Whew. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Let's do a break real quick.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
All right, we're back. And earlier, Deanne was talking about the goodness of God. As you were saying that, I was telling Cynthia last night, I said, I just keep hearing the Lord talk to me about his goodness.
Ooh.
Ever since, you know, we had played that song.
Yes.
And talked about it a couple of weeks ago. So then this morning, which I was just kind of hanging on to this, the Lord reminded me of in Exodus 33, verse 18, when Moses said to the Lord, now show me your glory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The glory, meaning the kavod, you know, the weightiness of God. And it means his glory and honor, his abundance, his riches, his splendor, his dignity and reverence. So Moses had said, now show me your glory. And then in the next verse, the Lord said, I will cause all of my goodness to pass in front of you. Yes. He didn't say, I will cause my glory. He said, I will cause all of my goodness to pass before you.
Yes.
And I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. And so the goodness in that, the Hebrew translation is good things, property, fairness, beauty, joy, prosperity. All those wonderful things that are the attributes of God. Mm-hmm. But in verse 19, the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you.
Yes.
For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose.
Yes.
But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. And the Lord continued, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen. You know, and I have this sense, you know, even that song, that goodness of God, you know, whoever the songwriter was, is thinking back to all the ways that God has shown his goodness throughout their life. And sometimes we don't realize that it's his goodness that we're seeing, even on a daily basis. You know, we're busy grumbling and complaining about where we're at or what's not happening, or things are not working out the way we want them to. Or God's, I'm waiting on God to answer this prayer. But when we are able to, as Nanette was talking about earlier, daily, when we just daily spend that time with him and get back in order with him, then we're going to be able to see his goodness and his glory all day long.
Amen. Yes.
You know, and I don't know about anybody else, but I mean, every waking hour, I'm thinking about the Lord. I'm not thinking about what's going on in the country. I mean, you know, you're kind of aware of stuff, but I'm just constantly listening and communing with the Lord to see what I can see. And you know, we have to ask him for things. Moses had to ask him, show me your glory.
I don't get it to ask
and show it.
If I may, Nanette had said something before. She had read a Bible quote earlier, how we our bodies had to be changed from corruptible to incorruptible, because our earthly bodies, that's what he told Moses, you can't see me, you can't look at me. So that is why, because the Bible says, and we shall behold him face to face in our incorruptible bodies. That's what you were reading. You know, so that's what, yes, we do have these bodies have to stay here. You know, stay, please stay, so I can get my incorruptible body, you know. And then because he will be our light, you know, we won't need, there will be no night, and we won't need any other light but him. That's where we need our incorruptible bodies, to be able to behold him face to face.
That was 1 Corinthians, you said? Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15?
Yeah, that was 1 Corinthians 15.
Oh, we'll be able to see him fully and completely.
It was just so
not just his back going by. You know.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15:35 to 58. I think a couple of weeks ago I had told
whoever was listening, to kind of go into that and read and allow the Lord to speak to them, because it's just, it's so powerful how we really have to do away with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this thing that we call flesh, carnality, it can't go where he wants us to go. Mm-mm. And we can't go up with it. And so that's, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, we know Elijah went up, right? Mm-hmm. And we know Enoch. Mm-hmm. But it says
Enoch. You don't know what happened on the way up.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Because they were no more. They were no more. Okay.
So there's again, something. It's the same thread, mm-hmm. within this message. It's like, it has to be no more than that. No more Karen. Mm-hmm. No more Cynthia. Mm-hmm. No more Deanne. Mm-hmm. No more. And I just encourage anyone who's listening, it might sound overwhelming to you, and I'm never going to get there. There's always something, or I fall into the same trap, or, but just continue to thank God, yes. and continue to ask him, like Karen was saying, ask him. Let's not just ask for the blessings, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's not ask for the good thing. Let's begin to start praying the prayers, like, you know, pull whatever is not of you out of me. Mm-hmm. No matter how much it hurts, mm-hmm. give me the strength to go through the process. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, get rid of everything that hinders. Get, you know, rip the entanglements. We're constantly talking about, you know, talking of that. And that's something that we should be asking our Father like never before, mm-hmm. so that we're no longer tied
to it.
So
Satan has nothing to hold on to.
Yes. And what does the scripture say about that, Cynthia? Where is that at? Where you
it was
about
in,
there's nothing in me.
You know,
mm-hmm. I Jesus.
Jesus said, you know, Satan is, because he was getting ready to go to the cross, and he'd spent time with his disciples. Mm-hmm. He said, Satan is on his way. Satan is coming. Satan is coming, mm-hmm. but he has nothing in me, mm-hmm. you know. And I was just saying that, you know, scientists, in quote, have realized that there is a thing called darkness, mm-hmm. and that this darkness actually goes through the human body. It will pass through, you know, if it's got nothing to hold on to. You know, that is our question now. We know darkness, and darkness is of Satan, and What is it? Is it going to hang on to anything that is in us? Yes. What stops that darkness from just going straight through and us just continuing to be? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hallelujah. As you know, that point that Jesus said, you know. And if I may, I just wanted to catch another word that you said, Nanette, and you said, "No more Karen, no more Cynthia, mm-hmm. and no more." You know why? Because he's going to give us our heavenly names. Ooh. He has a heavenly name, a name that only he alone calls us by. Mm-hmm. That is, and I'm looking forward to that name so much, you know.
Mm. Can you tell us now, Lord?
You're still Nanette at the moment.
Yes. Oh gosh, you know, and
so much.
I know, when Deanne was sharing, I went a little somewhere, because when you were sharing, Deanne, I started thinking, and now I'm a military child. I was never in the military. My family, I had come from a long line of military family members. So I don't even know if I have it down packed, but when you were sharing, when you were talking, I heard, like we're going to get our MOS. Okay.
What's that?
And so I had to look it up, but I'm sure Karen knows, mm-hmm. our military.
What's
but
the nice?
But it's like a specialty
It's like your job description.
Yeah. Oh. So it's like, okay, you know, what is this MOS? And so it's like it's military occupational specialty, right? Oh. So I'm like, "What? MOS?" But it's interesting, you can get that during boot camp, right? Like,
right.
like what you're good at, or how you score in the test. Mm. And that just made me think of, like, Lord, you're qualifying people right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I'm just thinking, this is what I'm hearing. Like, I believe that, like, the Lord is qualifying. Just him mentioning that makes me think he's beginning to qualify his people, put them in their MOS.
That's right.
Which, yeah. So it's to classify us and put us in his organization.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we can be that army.
Amen.
Yes.
You know? So it's exciting because I'm like,
yeah.
Well, what's my MOS? Yeah. Right. You know, like, because we all have to get in our MOS.
That's right. And that's all individualized training.
Individualized training. Mm-hmm. So when Deanne mentioned how we're all in different places and in kind of functions or however you call it and defined it, but we have to really get in, specify, get strong in it so that as the army of Christ, we can overcome.
Amen.
I can testify to that as well, because the MOS is the term the Army uses.
Yeah,
the Navy.
Sorry, Navy uses
your rate.
Rate, yes, rate. Ratings. Yeah,
ratings. Yeah. So yeah, your job description and what field you're in, and when I first went in, I went in to be a hospital corpsman in the medical field, but dropped out of school after about 3 weeks. You know, due to excessive partying and hangovers. but I decided I didn't want to do blood and guts. So I ended up with no rating whatsoever. So you call the gopher. So they can send you anywhere that has a place, an opening. So for a gopher. And a gopher could, you might work in the supply department. You might work in public works. You might work in administration. You know, because they all have... They need gophers to just go get me this. Yeah. Can you run down there and get me a sandwich or whatever? So did that for a little bit and finally ended up in the field that I was in, which was payroll. And I loved it from the minute I got there. So by the time I retired, I knew it like the back of my hand. And I knew the manuals. I knew where to find it in the manual. I could quote the manuals. And it, you know, the Lord showed me that's how it is, what he teaches us in his word. You know, you don't have to know every single scripture. You need to know the scriptures that apply to what he's going to be using you for. Yes.
Because
I know when I read through the Old Testament, some stuff, it's like, there's just no reference that I'm not interested in that, you know, particular thing, unless the Lord brings something to my attention.
Yes.
But then there's other stuff that, as soon as I read it, I'm, you know, it's fireworks going off.
Yes.
So, you know, we all don't have to know everything.
Amen.
And we don't have to judge others for what they know or what they don't know.
Right.
Or,
right.
you know, how they perceive it, because we don't know how God is moving in their lives.
Amen. We're always learning.
That's where we don't compare, because we can, you know, I mean, we've all done this. It's like, wow, how do they know so much about that? Like, how come I don't know anything about that, those scriptures or that topic? You know, and we feel like, wow, well, maybe I'm not doing something right. Maybe I should be reading this or reading that or seeking this or seeking that. But we don't have to.
That's right.
My gosh, what a freedom.
It's so freeing.
What a freedom to just say, okay, we use this terminology a lot, stay in your lane.
Yes.
You know, and I go through seasons, you know, where I'm saying, Lord, cleanse, purify, prune, and purge my life, circumcise my heart. Change me, which means you put me on the potter's wheel and you shape and mold and do what you need to do. And it's not a comfortable place, but oh my, how great are the rewards.
Amen.
You know, and when I first picked up my pen, when my cry of my heart in 1995, 96, when I was coming back to the Lord and he was rescuing me out of a bunch of junk, I was just like, God, I need to hear you. Like, I didn't trust man. I didn't trust anybody, not even the pastors, no Christians. I didn't trust anybody. I didn't want to be fall again. I didn't want to, you know, sin again. I didn't want to go down a wrong. Like, I had truly had a fear of the Lord that he had picked me up and cleaned me off, and I didn't want to go back in that pit. And I was like, God, I just need to hear your voice. So that was the cry of my heart. God, I need to hear your voice. Speak to me, God. Speak to me, God. Speak to me, God. And I was listening to the teachings, and I was listening to the worship, and I was reading the word. I was being so diligent. And there was a day where I was getting like a download, and I was like, Lord, what do you, he's like, pick up your pen, your paper and your pen. So I did. And I started jotting what he was putting in my spirit. And that was in 1996. And he's been doing that ever since.
Amen.
And a few years back, he told me to start making some videos. And I formed a page on Facebook and YouTube. I haven't done much with it, but I'm like, I don't even know what to call. Like, I'm not an official ministry, but he said, it's the voice of my heart.
Mm.
That's what I give you. That's what I speak to you. It's the voice of my heart. Mm-hmm. So again, that's always been my desire, to hear his voice.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Same with me. I like me that too. Path, that narrow path. Yeah. I like the narrow path. It is uncomfortable at times, most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time. But like Deanne said, the rewards are great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because you see just like the scripture says it clearly, black and white, you know, the larger road, you know, everybody's in it.
Yeah.
And so it causes you to doubt because mm-hmm. you're like, wait a minute, well, this whole herd of people that I normally run with or I was with are going some places that I'm not so sure about.
Yeah.
And so you kind of battle with that. And so then you follow, you know, their leading because you think, again, less of yourself. Mm. Like, you know, you question if you hear God and you go through that over and over again. But I'm so sure of our God that he meets us there every time.
Oh, yeah.
He meets us there. And just stay, sisters, stay in the narrow path because...
Well, like some have such a heart for children. Mm-hmm. Some have a heart for... I volunteered at a pregnancy center for a while. I mean, that was the heart for, you know, coming against abortion and against the lies of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord led me into a marriage restoration ministry. Little did I know it was for me because I was not standing and believing for my marriage to be restored. That was nowhere on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I was standing for helping my daughter stand for her marriage to be restored. And as I connected to that ministry, God started doing a work in me.
Amen.
And as I was praying... And in fasting one year, he started giving me dreams of my husband, my ex-husband. And I would wake up and say, God, what are you doing? And he said, he's your husband, your only husband. You're not getting another husband. So you need to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the Lord, I followed the ministry and then I started working for that ministry as well. So I'm just saying, we don't have to do everything. Mm-hmm. And there may be seasons where you have a heart for this, and there may be another season where you'll have a heart for this. And the Lord will just take you through every season and every assignment of your life.
Mm.
And it's okay.
Yes.
You don't have to be the same till the day you die. Like what was the word, flexible?
Yes, be flexible. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to remain in the same place where you are.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, you're not beholden to anyone.
Oh, yeah. I can't even say if I can even relate to that. Because, like, when I think of him, I have a heart for him. And then he gives me a heart for
That's
the people
right.
around me.
That's right.
Because my heart wasn't good. And my heart is very particular and stuff. But
when you surrender your heart to him and you desire him, he will put on your heart what he wants you to do.
Yeah. Amen.
Where he wants you to serve or get involved and bless and help others.
And I feel like with me, it's just people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, in any given time, there's times where the Lord will use me to minister to the older generation or to the smallest child or like, I have yet to really, I guess, figure that out. So those who are listening, pray for me.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is you must hear from the Lord for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just
nobody can tell you, right, you've got to stay there, you've got to leave there. No, because you have to answer to Almighty God, not to anybody else.
Yeah.
So it has to be God speaking to you.
Amen.
And you have to do what you know he is saying to you, because otherwise what are you standing on? Sinking, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she said, no. No.
Yeah.
What did I tell you to do?
Yeah. Because there was some time that I had this, you know, where young, like 20s males would be drawing to me, you know. But I always ministered with my husband. Like I would always say, I feel led to pray for so-and-so, so come with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was never on my own. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't think anything's wrong with that, but I always just had, you know, my husband come with me. But there was a time that I felt like all these, you know, young males were seeking me, you know, like a mother, you know, seeking mm-hmm. me as a mother. And actually, I always been around. I was always one of the boys. I don't know. Not literally, but I was just, you know, like I think women, for me, women were, I don't know if they were afraid or intimidated, like, because I was just too real, too open, and too like, come on, let's get this yucky out of us. Like, I was really that type of person. And I don't know, like, women in my life don't really stay very long. I don't know why. But
Nanette, you're stuck with us.
Yes. But you guys have been, yes, different stories.
I think I said a little too much.
No, it's good.
This old song, I'm just going to read it real quick. It came, as we were talking about all this, it came to my heart. Show Me Your Ways by mm-hmm. Hillsong, years ago when I first came into the Lord. Show me your ways that I may walk with you. Show me your ways, I put my hope in you. Mm-hmm. The cry of my heart is to love you more, to live with the touch of your hand. Stronger each day, show me your ways. Stronger each day, show me your ways. And that's, what is God's ways? It's his righteousness. Mm-hmm. It's his goodness. That's his way. Mm-hmm. So we want to know the righteous way. We want to know the good way. We want to know his way.
Yeah. And another, if I may just quickly say, the Lord is so much wanting us to enjoy mm-hmm. The things that he leads us into. Joy. You know, it's righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yes.
You know, is the right. kingdom. So
the kingdom,
he wants
yes.
us to have a good, you know, to have enjoy, literally. That's all I've got to say, enjoy. We danced, you know, a few days ago with some friends of mine, and I shared it with Karen the other day. Hey, the Lord is a God of dance and hallelujahs, and, you know, he you know, jumps up and twirls around, you know.
Yes.
He does the hallel. It's a Jewish dance where you
yes.
jump up and twirl. So I'm sure Jesus did. So if it was, you know, and David did, okay.
Yes.
For many
yes.
miles, okay.
So. That's right. His goodness, yes. joy
yes.
is his goodness.
Joy.
Yes, amen.
In the midst
part
of whatever's going
goodness
on,
and glory.
Joy, yes.
His beauty, prosperity.
Mm.
You know, when people tell you that the prosperity, well, you know, this, all the stuff about the prosperity gospel, you know, the whole gospel is not about prosperity, but prosperity is about
mm-hmm.
God.
Yes.
It all comes from him. He owns it all. It all belongs to him. And he likes to share things with us. So when anybody tells you don't look for prosperity, I'm looking for prosperity in the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
In the
Lord.
Our whatever that means. That's
him.
Right.
Amen.
Every yes. way, shape, and form.
Oh, beautiful.
And he builds us up into himself.
Thank you, Lord.
And pours out good things to us.
Mm.
His beauty, his fairness, his
yes.
joy. Hallelujah.
Mm. That makes hallelujah. Me want to dance.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to dance with Jesus. I'm not, no, leave me out. No.
Hallelujah.
Well, I That's hope this right. help, this helped someone out there today. I hope we were not alone.
There's more out there like us, or what?
Yeah, because we, you know, we just chat what's on our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
we hope it encourages someone, it strengthens someone,
yes.
gives someone hope. It just draws them closer. Our hearts always is to draw, to have you draw closer to the Lord.
Yes.
And to distinguish his voice, and to know his voice, and know his ways, and to walk in his ways, and to trust in that. And, you know, that's our heart for always sharing and blabbing and, you know, honestly making ourselves vulnerable before you all.
Yes.
Sharing our dreams, sharing our most secret times with the Lord, and, you know, our talks amongst each other. And listen, it's a time to grow. That's how I'm going to end it. You know, You need to grow. You need to move into the maturity of Christ. That's how I'm ending my part.
Amen. Gotta go.
Amen.